O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There was a popular song 10 or 15 years ago that had the line, "Scars are souvenirs you never lose, the past is never far." Do you have any scars? Just about all of us do. If you do, it wouldn't be surprising if you could tell us exactly how and where and when they occurred. People remember those kind of things. Scars are like souvenirs in that way. I have several scars, and I'll tell you about two of them. I have a scar on my upper lip. As soon as I could, I grew a mustache to cover it. I know the mustache really doesn't cover it. I got that scar when I was 3 years old. My mother had gone shopping, and my grandmother was babysitting me at her house. As my mother's car was pulling up when she returned home, I went running to see her, but I ran into an end table first. I can still remember the doctor in the ER stitching up my face. My grandmother went to her grave 40 years later, still feeling guilty over that incident. I also have scars on my right hand and wrist. Some people see them and assume that it was a suicide attempt. It really was a freak accident, and I'll save you the gory details. I needed reconstructive surgery on my hand. Medical care was less expensive then, but the insurance wasn't as good either. My mother spent years paying the surgeon $5-$10 a week out of her own pocket to cover that surgery. Everyone here, I'm sure, would do the same thing for someone they loved. Scars are on my mind today because this day, Palm Sunday, also called Passion Sunday, is the day that we remember Jesus' crucifixion. Today we contemplate his nail-scarred hands and feet and the scar from the spear that pierced his side in John's gospel. We are reliving Jesus' death for our salvation and the terrible things that he suffered out of his love for us. Perhaps when we hear the Passion story, we too feel guilty because we know that it was our sin that made Jesus' death necessary. We cannot deny our personal culpability in his death. Sometimes people debate who really killed Jesus. Was it the Romans or the Jews? The Jews certainly goaded the Romans into carrying out the execution, but ultimately neither group is singularly responsible for that murder. Let us not fool ourselves. If you and I had been in their places, we would have done the same exact things they did. It was the sin of all humanity that sent Jesus to Golgotha. His innocent death is a scar of guilt that we carry on our consciences and our souls. Yet Jesus accepted the bodily scars we inflicted on him willingly. He freely chose to suffer and die on our behalf. Christ's death on the cross was the ransom that had to be paid for our sins. Jesus gladly paid our debt to redeem us from death, sin, and the devil. That is how much Jesus loves us. He gave his very life for us. When Jesus was resurrected, how did his disciples recognize him? Remember the story of doubting Thomas? They recognized him by his scars. Although he was raised from the dead, Jesus still bore the marks of crucifixion on his body. He showed Thomas his nail-scarred hands and feet and his riven side. We know Christ by the scars that he earned saving us. When Jesus comes again, how will he recognize us, his church, his followers? It won't be by the height of our spires. It won't be by the wealth we own. It won't be by the volume of our rhetoric. Christ will know his church by the scars that we earned serving him. We are the body of Christ, and we have scars just like he does. If you love and serve Jesus, the world will scar you. And if you love and serve the people Jesus loves, the world will scar you too. You know that's true. But serving and suffering, getting scarred physically and emotionally on behalf of Jesus, connects us to Christ's life and death in a powerful way. Jesus' crucifixion isn't just something that happened in the past. The cross is near to us because it is going on again and again every day in the church, in the world, and in your life. Each day we make sacrifices, loving people who are unlovable, helping people who are ungrateful, doing jobs for the community and the church and our families that support them and keep them going, and sometimes it seems no one notices or cares. But these connect us to the huge once and for all sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Nothing we could ever do could add to the salvation that Jesus won for us by his sacrificial death. But in response to such wondrous love, we can offer up our prayer, our praise, and our thanksgiving to God, and our service to the church and to God's people. It's what we do out of love without counting the costs. The scars we serve earning our Lord are nothing to be ashamed of. We don't need to hide them. In fact, we should rejoice that we are counted worthy to suffer along with Christ. Our sufferings are minor, minuscule, infinitesimal compared to his, but it is an honor for us to work beside him. Certainly, Jesus' scars are nothing for us to be ashamed of either. Some of the world religions say that God could not suffer. It would be dishonorable. It would somehow say that he was less than all-powerful. But we say no. The scars and suffering are proof positive of God's love for us. We worship a crucified and risen Savior. To quote an old hymn, it says, He has rich wounds, yet visible above, in beauty glorified. The world should look at them and repent and believe. There is power, healing power, guilt-slaying power, life-giving power in Jesus' scars, in his blood, in his death. That is our theme today. On Palm Passion Sunday, and every day. Our theme is, by his scars we are healed, and in his death is our life. And we'll hear more about that this week on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.